Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Welcome, citizens, to Season 2, Episode 7 of the Liberty Critical Research Podcast. I would like to remind all citizens that if you have any questions you would like answered in this season's Questions and Answers episode, please submit them to us via our email, Facebook, Twitter, or subreddit. Additionally, please consider subscribing to our Patreon at patreon.com/libertypodcast. We have many stories planned, and we hope that through our Patreon, we'll be able to bring them all to life for you. We'd also like to extend a special thanks to Dax Haverlack and Zach Israel for their great citizenship and support for the broadcast, and remind all of our citizens to review us on iTunes or Stitcher to help Liberty reach new listeners. The Liberty Podcast is thankful for the support of Klipsch Audio, engineered to deliver the power, detail, and emotion of the premium audio experience. Klipsch reference headphones help us to create and convey our stories across continents and planets. Klipsch, you can buy happiness. It's copper and black. As your media director, it is my duty to inform you that the following story may contain content some listeners may find disturbing. So stay tuned and remember, Atreus endures.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
You, Seth.
What? No, I just got off my shift. There's no way.
Nah. Just checking on your gun hole.
Wait, you mean my bullet wound? Really? Oh. Well, it's better now. The bullet went straight through, nothing hit. Just some holes and a future scar. Stitched up last night after the raid.
Nice. Earning your battle scars in your place here, Seth. Gonna be punk. Full family soon.
At least now you're not calling me Fist.
Yeah. Don't like to learn new names if new ones don't last long enough to care.
I'm still here.
Sure are. Now go. Be lazy.
That's the plan. Wonderful. I'm one of them now. Can't wait to get violent and die a premature death. Where's Karen? Gotta tell her eventually. Still can't.
Hey, you're taking my place?
Yeah. I can do a short break for you if you need it.
Yeah, brother. I need to take a piss. Stay here. I'll be back.
And now I'm working again. Perfect. Hey, is Karen here?
Karen? Fuck is Karen?
Never mind, I see her.
You mean that scrap shit over there? And the kid? Well, shit.
All right.
Little kid smug as scrap. No, no what? Never learn about life thinking big shit mom's always about.
I don't know. Not sure we're speaking the same language.
Nah, no. Here's what, yeah. Kill mom in the shift. Nice in the night. Kill little shit's mom, and he'll learn. Smiling too much, working not too much.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Hey, Scrap!
What? Steph?
You're making a mess of this thing you are doing. Look at it! You and your kid, total scrap at it. You'd be better digging dirt. Come on, get up!
Let her go!
Shut up, Wobe. Just get going.
Where are you going?
Just go on, Wobe. Come on.
You're messing up all the food. Better a mud collector. Let's go.
Let go!
Yeah, fine. Just walk with me. That punk in there was completely crazy.
So, not going to Mudden?
Well, yeah, you are. I don't know what else to do with you both. Wasn't leaving you there with that guy.
Don't think of that. What a tut.
You found tut?
Kinda.
He here? Dead?
I saw him. He looked just like you. But he didn't believe me. And tried to run. It was in the middle of the raid.
Yeah. He's gone then.
Tut's dead?
Yeah.
But Tut was strong!
Not strong as metal, Lobe.
There was a lot going on. Lots of bullets. Even I got shot.
Yeah?
Got shot?
Yeah, see? Bullet went right through. Ah, don't poke it!
It hurts!
When you poke it, yeah.
Heck nice, Wob. Serves a punk.
Let's not say that. What I say, stop trying to poke it. Oh, look, the door. Let's get you into the mud place.
Damn.
Yeah, Scrap. Can't kill a punk. Trying to do it. Trying.
Karen, whoa. Go to the others. Hey, Fist, what's up?
Oh, it's you. Northern Fist.
It's Sev.
Yeah, well, caught this one trying to stab Nick-Nick. Well, he did stab Nick-Nick. She nice, but she off getting stitched up. Not a first time, so now I'm gonna pop him.
Oh, so I just dropped off 2 new mud workers.
Yeah, well, we're about to have one less anyhow. Hey, Sev, get in here. You know Nick-Nick?
No, I don't know Nick-Nick.
Nick-Nick's real nice. Best sister and true punk. Maybe I'm too heavy on it to win. So, up to you. Kill him?
Wait, you're asking me?
Come on. Kill a kin, save a kin.
What the fuck are you even saying?
I'm getting real bored. Tell me, I'm too close. Too close to Nick-Nick to be impartial. Boss taught us that. Gotta not be too close. Make crazy action, do emotions and stuff. So I'll slow it down for you. Do I kill this dark and scrap, or let him go on hauling mud and stab in punks?
Shoot him.
Ooh, looks like we're having dark me tonight.
Yeah, whatever. Just stay alert. I'm leaving, so yeah.
Knew you were a true punk, Sev. Doing that. Killing for your family.
Yeah. For my brother.
Pleasant evening, talesman. How are you this nice night?
I'm fine, Dismas. Though I have some questions.
Glad to hear it. It will brighten up the evening. Getting ready for an early evening of executions can be... oh, so droll. So ask. Ask away.
Could you tell me more about the Seveners? Why they were chosen as your disguise? Or perhaps tell me about the relationship the punks have with other organizations? The followers of Bale and the Skullclackers, I understand. But what about others? The Sarks, perhaps? Or the Darkkin?
I'm sorry, I was only partly paying attention. What was the first question?
Can you tell me more about the Seveners and why you selected them?
The 7th Street Gang is a relatively medium-sized pack of strung-out misfits. Due to their rampant drug use, they have a tendency to overestimate their staying power, so an attack on the Khan place would not be outside their normal levels of stupidity and intoxication. Glad to hear you're so interested. I'm expecting the best from you, Talesman.
I'm learning quite a lot. Expect away.
What was next? The next question, I mean.
What other kinds of relationships do punks have with other organizations?
4 and 5 syllable words. I would like to know more about your people. Traders of the North. A whole family of men and women with...
grammar.
Potential.
So, Bale.
Yes, Bale.
Why?
The skull clackers are brutes to be written out of history for lack of accomplishments. Bale herself is a goddess of our time, but many come and go. They are fierce, respectable tools, but we punks will be the ones remembered when all unfolds.
When what unfolds? What is the next plan?
Ready in here, boss.
Happy to see you're settling in, Talesman. Smart questions. Now let's get a move on. Long night ahead. All right. What to do?
I'm getting close off. Wait.
Silly little cone. Raided it all, raided it, got to shut it down, and what? Nothing. Not enough. No tweak, no stick, no shiny, some, not enough. We gonna keep it. Nah, your setup is shit. Going to the clackers. Clackers got it now, not yours. Fun trying to get that back. Cone can't fight clackers, but it has Seveners who crushed ya.
Shut up!
Gonna shoot you too.
Anyway, she's not gonna be a guy. She's gonna be someone with...
Now, what are ya?
Show me. Do it. I'll see my sisters and mother for the next one.
Boss? Got someone here. He needs to talk to you about the meetup.
Little con. Hold that thought.
Who's that? What's there?
Just me.
Gonna shoot me? Gonna slice me? Do it. Do it!
You're secure, right? You can't get up or attack me or anything?
Come closer and we'll see you, Seveners.
No. I won't be doing that.
You talk funny, like innies do.
Well, I'm not a Sevener.
Yeah, innie! Why, Seveners got any but whim?
No, not any. I'm from a small northern group. We blah, 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 blah. I'm not sure when they are coming back, and I need to be a bit more quiet. Now, I don't care about you as an individual. I care about the larger groups, the beliefs, the politics, the economy, the structure, and the rise and fall of it all. But there are some things that are insufferable and contrary to popular belief back home. I do not do what is expected.
I don't know what some of your words mean.
Just shut it and listen. I want to know more. More than I can get within these walls. I'm here to study more than just one egomaniacal tout.
I don't know why.
I would see a way out of here as an opportunity for great findings, but the action in itself will lead to the fall of a group. In itself an interesting thing to study. In conclusion, the Seveners did not attack the Khan facility. It was the southeastern rock punks located at the hut. Do not tell them. They will kill you. Get out of here. Tell your Khan friends of this betrayal. Retaliate.
You tell you what?
Fight back.
I swear I do.
Everything around here, where were we? You being nice and quiet, Khan? Oh, I'm not gonna beg now.
I will see my
sisters and mothers when next born. Yeah. Go home, little cone. Seveners took it all but one. You, little cone. Go. Well, no, don't. My guys will drop you off. Out. Somewhere.
Where, boss?
Again with the... Just drop him off in gray places. Get him out of here!
Come on.
Got a crate for you, Boom.
From the raid?
Yeah, and it's a mess pack.
Well, have them put it over there. JJ and I'll get to it tonight.
Hope she's a nice one. Try not to kill her, Boom. Bad's kept her alive for blowing up that wall. Better be worth it.
I know, Hal. Dizzy know yet? Bad's was family, but so is JJ now.
Hey, Boom, what's this? Oh, hi, Howl. What's in the crate?
Boom Pop. Search him. Bye, Boom.
See ya, Howl.
That felt weird.
Bads was his right-hand brother.
Ah, so, guns?
From the raid, yeah.
This is a mess.
Well, let's get to it.
Do we have gloves? This looks dangerous.
Ow!
Boom!
Got ya! Yeah, nylon gloves over there. Get me a pair.
Here, these look smallest.
Some of these guns look like ours.
Did the cons steal some punk guns recently?
No, we trade guns from the facility, remember? These look like what we make. Yeah, look, punk mark. These are ours.
Well, that's nice, right?
I guess. We don't use our own boom pop. We don't make the best ones.
On purpose?
Sorta.
So, what do we do with them?
Put them in that box. It'll go back to the trading group. We are looking for parts. Scrap, working ones, anything useful.
Some of these look useless.
What? No, that's perfectly nice scrap. Look, take that part off, and that part off, and we'll give the rest to the boom pop makers to melt down.
So, this one. The magazine looks fine. So, we'll save that part?
And toss the rest in the scrap melt pile.
What's that? The case. Wait.
It's an any gun!
Let me see. It's not operational.
We can check. Wait here. I have a data pad we can use to run diagnostics. You're right. It's scrap.
We can break it down for scrap. Wires and the like. We don't need this gun.
You're right. It doesn't matter if this any gun works.
What?
We have an opportunity to learn more about any guns before the others get in. Let's get to it. This is great.
I don't understand. Others are getting in? Since when do you have a data pad?
How'd you know how to work a data pad?
Should we finish the crate? Get it sorted out?
Yeah, let's get it sorted.
Hurry up and come to dinner, guys.
I'm here.
Oh! Ah, man, don't sneak up on me.
Your explosive necklace is gone.
Don't call it a necklace. It was a nightmare. But yeah, it's gone. Thank the Archon.
Kofsky should be here soon. I saw him on the way over.
All right. Sit down. Open a meal. Lots of things to talk about once Kofsky gets here.
I'm out of meal after this.
Here, have this one. I stole a few from some lazy guards.
Lifesaver. When did Tofu Man start smelling so great?
The moment we stepped through the wall.
Isn't that your last meal, Sev?
Almost. Grab a chair.
Okay, I have some news.
What's up?
I got the message sent.
What?
The dead drop?
Yes, during the con raid. Boom took the explosive collar off me so we could set explosives in time.
So she trusts you now?
Yeah, certainly. But after the explosives were set, I ran to the spot. I'm so happy I remembered it, where it was. I left a report, but I don't really have a way to get anything back from them unless we get out of the hot again.
What do you say?
The standard. Who I am, what we were sent out for, where we are, Rodriguez missing, about Cato.
It would be nice to get out of here.
Oh, I know. I miss home.
I'm not getting enough information about the wider range of Fringers from within this compound.
I can't believe you're still thinking about the mission, Kofsky. Get off it. It's gone sour.
There's something else. Guns.
The manufacturing facility?
No. Adrian Firearms. One of them showed up in a crate from the raid. A squid rifle a few years old. Non-operational.
It's not gonna help them broken.
Not that one. Boone was weird about it. About how it didn't matter if that any gun worked. I think the punks are getting any guns, and rather soon.
How?
No idea.
Well, it's useful to know.
We're going to get out of here.
You sound confident about it.
I am interested in seeing the outcome of the fall of such a large complex gang within the Greater Fringe Society. There's a lot to learn, but more so when we finally get out of here and back into the Fringe as a whole.
We're back over the wall, Kofsky.
Back over the wall.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Liberty Critical Research Podcast. Written by Caitlin Statz and co-created and produced by Travis Van Groff. Featuring the voices of Paul Mea, Lauren French, Travis Van Groff, Sean Francis, Robert Pitsley, Justina Madrigal, Holly Golding, Caitlin Buckley, Christy Luce, Steve Schneider, Eva Vidyotsun, Andrew Spittle, Nicole Fernandez, Caitlin Statz, and Daniel Demarin. If you have enjoyed listening to Liberty Critical Research, please consider supporting us on Patreon or by liking and reviewing our show on iTunes. This production is copyright 2016 by John Dossinger Publishing, and Liberty is a trademark of Travis Van Groff. Thank you for listening, and may the Archon watch over you.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.